Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Confession time. I love my hair, but I don't love how long it takes to do it. I'm a type 4 natural, and not gonna lie, when it's time to redo my wash and go because it's frizzy or dried out, it drives me nuts. In a perfect world, I could be using that time to do something fun like getting a massage or going to brunch or something. I know you get it because we are all too busy to be frizzy. I'm glad that Way understands this and created their new anti-frizz cream at just the right time. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. Way anti-frizz cream fits seamlessly into the mix of products I use to do my wash and goes and twist outs, giving me smoother and intensely hydrated feeling hair. I also love that I only need to use a little to see a big difference, plus it smells really, really good. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. All right, all right, all right. What's going on? Happy Monday. You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I am the host of the show. I want to thank you so much for pressing play on another titillating episode. Titillating. That was actually pretty funny. I don't know. I'm cracking up. In any case, Christmas time is here. We are in Christmas week. I am so excited. I'm done with shopping. I actually got my mom an instant pot with an air fryer. I've talked about this several times on Instagram. She had been asking for one. I got it. And so I got my daughter some stuff. I'm done. I only had a couple of people to shop for, so bada boom, bada bing, I can now really focus on Christmas, and I'm really excited about that. I hope that this week is going to be kind to you. I hope that you make time to just take a step back if you need, take a few breaths. Remember that Christmas is just one day, so if you are not able to, you know, quote unquote, do all the things, it's okay. And if you are able to do all the things, even better, that's awesome. But I do hope that you are gentle on yourself this week, no matter where you stand. I hope that you make time for self-care, no matter where you stand on, you know, how Christmas goes for you typically. All about self-care this week, like 1,000,000%. All about self-care. We're going to be with families, probably, at least in some regard, and that might be a little tension-worthy for you as well. But I do hope that you intentionally take care of yourself this week and next week, too, for New Year's. All right. Now, today's episode actually is a lesson that I want to share with you. You know, when you take time and just pay attention, I think God is giving us lessons, like, in everything. But it's like sometimes, at least for me personally, I don't really pick up on them, or I don't really give them the thought that they deserve. Like, I don't intentionally slow down and acknowledge, you know, a thought or something that just happened. And I want to tell you about an experience that I had today, during a paint and sip event that I had in Brown Girl Society. But first, really quickly, let me ask you a question. When you were a little kid, did you struggle with your identity? I know that I definitely did. And this is definitely something I did not want to pass on to my daughter. One of the things that we can do to help counter what we experience is to make sure that we're getting Black dolls into the hands of our daughters. I'm so thankful that Robin over at Coil Beauty Inc. has just that. She has a Kickstarter going on right now for a beautiful doll. Her name is Nia. She has highly textured hair and beautiful skin that is just so brown and so pretty. And she also comes with a little book that helps to explore and celebrate our features and our beautiful hair. If you have a daughter, if you have a niece, if you have a granddaughter, if you are a caretaker for a little girl, you want to get this doll into her hands. Be sure to check out today's show notes where I will link you straight to the Kickstarter to help fund these little dolls and these books made by Coil Beauty. They are absolutely adorable. They celebrate us. They were made for us. They are made by us. You are definitely going to want to get this into the hands of the little girl in your life. So again, I'll go ahead and put the information in today's show notes, or if you want to go and find Coil Beauty on Instagram to check out that Kickstarter, you can go to @Coil, C-O-I-L, Beauty, Inc., I-N-C. Again, Coil Beauty, Inc., that's C-O-I-L, Beauty, I-N-C. All right, so now let me go ahead and get into today's episode. So, again, I hosted a paint and sip for the Ladies and Brown Girl Society. And what I intended for it to be was, of course, a self-care, intentional experience where you can just, you know, put down your cares, spend, you know, a few hours focused on you, make your painting, have a little sippy sip, have some snacks. I was snacking on chips the whole time, which was totally rude, but listen, I gotta have my snacks. I gotta have a little sippy sip. And, you know, they came in, or it was online, it was on Zoom. They played the music and everything worked out perfectly. But let me tell you something. When I tell you that there is a lesson pretty much in almost everything, or like an aha, or just something that you need to pause and really just kind of dig into, I'm learning that. And I'm sure I've talked about this. God is not going to, he's not going to do some Old Testament stuff that I'm aware of for the most part, where he comes down and you hear this voice in the burning bush and, you know, and all that. I believe that was Old Testament. New Testament, I think God does things a little differently. I'm not saying that people haven't had those extra, those extraordinary experiences. I'm sure that they do, but I think that God speaks in different ways, and we have to make sure that we're in a place where we are open to receiving the many messages that are around us. So let me tell you what happened tonight, okay? So this reminds me of a Bible verse, and it's Habakkuk 2:3. And it says, "For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." I take that to mean that, you know, God has this vision for your life, for example. And whatever this vision or this calling is, like it's God's truth. It's going to come together however it's supposed to come together, but it's God's truth. It might seem like it's wonky or it's not coming together properly, or it might be, a little slow going, or a lot slow going, in my case, for some of the things, but it will surely come together. It's going to come together in the way that it needs to come together. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. It may not seem like it will come out the way it's supposed to, because we are, you know, we don't have God's vision. There's no way. We only see things a few steps ahead. He can see things forwards, backwards, in reverse, upside down. Like he knows how everything's going to turn out for his good and for your good. Okay. So this is how I was reminded of that. So again, we had this paint and sip tonight, and it was by Paint Mingle Sip, if I'm not mistaken. Paint Mingle Sip. I'll put this in the show notes too, because I'm sure I'm getting the name of her brand wrong, and I want to make sure that you know in case you want to check her out too. So, you know, we order the supplies and they mail it out to us, and I open the box And I can tell you right now that I do not have necessarily a, you know, I draw a little bit and, you know, things like that. But when it comes to certain things, I start to panic. Okay. I start to panic because in my mind, everything has to be perfect. And I know I'm a perfectionist. I'm working on it. Everything needs to be perfect. It all has to come together magically. And if it doesn't, I'm going to be disappointed. It's not going to look right. It's going to be ugly. Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm going to mess this up. This is not going to be good. Okay. These are just a few of the thoughts I had in my mind when I initially opened the box and we got started. Okay. Now, on the other hand, the lady who runs this brand, her name is Charlotte. I'm sure she's done this many a time, so she knows exactly what she's doing. She knows how to give you direction if you will listen, okay? She knows, you know, how it's all going to come together, and she knows that even when you are flexible on some of the stuff, it's still going to come out okay. Okay. But she has a different perspective than I have because she knows what's down the road. She can see it from different angles. She's already dealt with this. Whereas this is my first time doing an actual paint and sip event. I'm just thinking, how in the world, like, she has this vision. She knows what it's going to be, but how, I don't know. It's a little questionable. Like, plus I'm going to be sipping a little bit and eating my snacks. With the other ladies in the group, like, I don't know. I'm just thinking, well, you know, it's going to be all right. It is what it is. But I was like, this might be a little questionable, but you know, let me just trust the process and trust her. And we're going to see what happens. Okay. I'm not holding my breath. We're going to see what happens. All right. So we go ahead and get started. And, first things first. Unfortunately, and this is life, okay? This is life. We want things to go smoothly and we want to have, like, we want everything lined up exactly the way it needs to be. That way we can quote unquote ensure, like this is our doing, right? We can ensure that it's all going to come out perfectly, okay? Because we know it needs to happen this way. These steps need to be followed in order exactly like this. That way we can guarantee it's going to be exactly what we want, right? That's what we think. Well, I'm sure, like God, Charlotte, she's seen a thing or time or two, okay? So she's already prepared for little hiccups along the way so she can course correct and help you keep things moving forward, right? So initially, we open up our supplies, and very first thing, So there were supposed to be 6 colors, like red, blue, yellow, brown, white, and black, okay? Because, you know, you mix some colors, you know, primary colors. You mix red and blue, you get purple. You mix pink and what red and white, you get pink, etc. Well, I wasn't given the black paint. Everybody else had their black paint. I think it was just a very minor oversight, but I didn't have the black paint. So I'm just like, okay, I need black because how else am I going to make, you know, black skin? Or like, I'm just like, oh, now I can't use black. I'm just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And just in my mind on the outside, I'm as cool as a cucumber. On the inside, I'm like, okay, this is already not going to work. I don't have black. I can't make this work. Charlotte said, you know, everybody make sure you have all the colors. And when she found out that I didn't have black, she was like, oh, okay. Don't worry about that. You know, I apologize. It just was an oversight. You ain't got to worry about that. We're going to make sure it's good. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, girl, I see you. I don't know what magic you about to do to make this work, but okay. All right. I'm going to trust you. I don't know, but I'm going to keep doing it. But since you said it, all right, I'm going to just keep going. Okay. So we start painting. And now let me tell you something. I do not have a lot of space in my kitchen area. So I had to set up my laptop so that I could see on Zoom, of course. I had to put my canvas and the easel on the table. I have my paints in front of me. I got my cell phone on the side. I had this bright idea that I was going to have a candle on the table too. Okay. So I've lit my candle. It's, you know, kind of behind my computer, to the right of my computer. I have my paper towels there. I know you can see where this is going. I have my paper towels there and, you know, some other stuff on the table, like fruit and other stuff like that. Oh, and my bag of chips and my sippy sip, my wine. And so she has us start to outline this drawing. I'm like, oh, I'm already like sweating now because I gotta take this permanent marker, this permanent black marker that was included in the supplies. And now I've got to be trusted to outline, because she already had the plan. It was already on the paper. Okay. It was already on the canvas. First step, I just had to outline it. That was it. I just had to outline it. So I'm already feeling pressure, right? I'm like, oh my God, what if I make a mistake? This ain't gonna come together. I think I might have failed tracing in kindergarten. I don't know if I got an A in that subject. I don't know how this is gonna work. And I'm gonna do this on a white canvas in a black permanent marker. I don't know about this. So I pick up my canvas and I am trying to carefully, when I say carefully, I am trying to carefully outline this image. And by the way, the image that we selected is it was a black woman. Her hair is like in this beautiful kind of Africa shaped fro, and she has sunglasses on and her hoop earrings. So I'm like, I gotta trace this. I don't know about this. So I pick up my canvas off the table and I'm like, okay, here I go, let me just start tracing this. So I start tracing it. Well, unbeknownst to me, I'm laughing at this because I'm like, I cannot believe I did this. Unbeknownst to me, while I have picked up the canvas, and I've tilted it back a little bit, child, my canvas lit on fire. My canvas lit on fire a little bit, and I didn't know, and apparently, somehow when it lit on fire a little bit, it was just a little bit, but it had touched the paper towels. Okay. Mind you, I have my laptop on the table, and underneath my laptop, I have newspapers, like old papers that they, you know, those stupid trash mails they put in your mailbox, all those little coupons and stuff, those kind of papers. I had that underneath my laptop next to the paper towel roll. Okay. So I'm painting, and the next thing I know, I just start smelling something. I see this orange. I'm like, what is that? It takes a second to kind of connect that the paper towels are just going up in flames. And I'm like, oh my God. So everybody is still painting on the screen, okay? So everybody's still doing their thing, and that's how it is in life. People are doing their thing. Even though we're together, everybody's doing their own thing, right? No one's really paying attention to me as I am doing my best to like dash out the flames. So my paper towels have caught on fire, and it was a healthy roll. This wasn't just like a few sheets left with the cardboard. This was basically a brand new roll of paper towels. And so finally, long story short, I have thrown water on the paper towels. That finally kind of goes out, but then the newspaper started catching on fire. I throw some water on the newspapers. By this time, the paper towels have caught on fire again. And this just kind of goes back and forth for probably a good 5-6 minutes. Okay. And so finally I get that under control, right? And I'm thinking, there's really no way now that this is going to come together. I'm frazzled. I have burned stuff on the table. You know, when things happen, like bumps in the road, we kind of just throw our hands up and be like, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. This is not going to work out. Look at what happened, God. The table was on fire, God. How did you let that happen? You should have known that I was going to do that. Why did you let me have a candle on the table? And why did you let these paper towels catch on fire, right? So we're just like, now this is not going to work. This is not going to work. I have to outline this with a permanent marker. Now I got a little singed part on my canvas on the back. Like, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. But I was like, you know what? Let me just, Let me just keep moving forward. Let me just woosah. Let me just keep moving forward, okay? Let me just keep moving forward, right?
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, and I am so thankful for that, y'all, because healing is a whole process. How can we be okay with setting boundaries, inviting more joy and rest into our lives, or loving ourselves more if we've never been shown how to do so? Encouragement and tools from podcasts like this one is definitely one way, but sometimes we need more resources, and that's okay. You have permission to get what you need, how you need it, so that you can go from struggling to thriving. This is why I strongly believe in therapy. Listen, we all have a story. Mine includes stress, major trauma, and depression, and therapy helped me live a better life. Your story may be a complete 180 of mine, and in case you're wondering, yes, girl, therapy is still for you too. Everyone can benefit from therapy. If you've been on the fence about therapy, I want to encourage you to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is designed to be convenient and flexible, which means it's all online with availability that meets your schedule. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bgselfcare today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/BGselfcare.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
And so we're painting and Charlotte is instructing and things are coming together. So I'm like, okay, this is fine. It's going to be all right, I guess. We'll see. You know, I'm feeling a little dejected after, you know, catching fire at the table and not having the Black. I'm like, okay, what else is going to happen here as I'm putting this all together? So then, long story short, we've done most of the stuff and I'm just like, I don't know. Then we come to the part where we need Black. And lo and behold, she had it together. She had the situation handled. She was like, just go ahead and take a dab of this brown and take a dab of this blue. Mix them together and you are going to get Black. Sure enough, it's Black. Or at least dark enough. If it wasn't Black, it was like very close to Black with this blue and this brown. And I was just like, okay, this is gonna work. So we finished the painting, you know. We finished the painting and I look back and I'm just like, wow. I honestly couldn't believe it because after all the stuff and me really as a perfectionist hemming and hawing about what colors am I going to do with this. I don't know if this pink is going to work right. And, you know, I'm doing the glasses in this shade of yellow and I don't know. I don't think this is going to come together right. I'm just kind of like, I'm trying to be in the moment. I'm trying to keep moving forward. I'm trying to just be like, okay, it's going to work out. But I still have, every now and again, I'm having these little doubts, especially like when it's time to make a selection for a color, you know, because that's a decision I have to make. Am I going to, you know, do the wrong thing? Am I going to do something that makes sense? Am I going to, you know, just these choices that I had to make this artwork come together, to make it all come together into this masterpiece that I'm trying to make, you know, in my mind. But Charlotte, she already knows that it's going to come together. She's already planned it out so that literally you cannot, however you quote unquote make your mistakes with this, it's going to come out perfectly. Okay, it's going to come out exactly how it was intended to come out. All I had to do was keep moving forward, keep taking action. I couldn't see in my mind how this was going to come together. And even though I made mistakes, my tracing was not perfect. The colors that I chose, I could have chose different colors because, you know, I just wasn't sure about the colors I wanted to make. They were questionable. They were okay, but they were questionable. There was a few areas where I messed up on the hair. But when it was done, after Charlotte led us, she showed us the vision. She showed us how to get to the vision. All I needed to do was take the necessary steps. And even though I had some hiccups, AKA didn't have the black color, things were catching on fire at my table, okay? Even with all of that, when it was done and I looked back at it, it was absolutely beautiful. And even more beautiful and satisfying because I did it with my own two hands. Okay, and sometimes that is the beauty of the situations that we're in. He already knows what your hangups are. He already knows what mistakes you're going to make. He already knows the choices you're going to make. And he also knows that he can help course correct and get you back to where you need to go according to his vision. Okay, according to the outcome that he's going for. The beauty of it is when you do this and you just keep moving forward, even when things just seem like they're not going to work out, even when things seem like this is never going to come together, even when you want to give up because you just had challenge after challenge, but you keep going because you know that there's something that needs to be done here. And you have the courage to keep moving forward, even when you think it's going to be ugly. You think it's not going to quite come out the way you want it to. It's okay because God, he already knows how it's going to come out. He already knows. All you got to do is just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. That's what you got to do. You got to keep moving forward and just know that it's going to turn out. It's going to be okay, right? So I sat back and I looked at that artwork and I was like, wow. Wow, look at this. Like something that I didn't give up on, wasn't necessarily perfect, or was it circumstances, I should say. Did everything during that time come together perfectly? No, it did not. But look at this masterpiece that I've created when I was done because I didn't give up. I kept going forward and I trusted the process and trusted, even though I didn't know what the outcome was going to be of this painting, okay? I trusted the process. I trusted the instructor who had the vision, who already knew that it was going to come out okay and come out more than okay, come out beautifully the way it was intended to come out. And that's exactly what happened. So the point of this podcast episode is that, again, we don't know exactly what the outcome is going to be. We don't know when we get that whisper from God or that feeling like in our spirits, like this is what I feel like I'm being led to do this. I feel like I'm being called to do something, you know, and you know, you pray on it and God's like, yes, go ahead. I go ahead, move forward. And you're like, okay. All right. I'm going to do it. Okay. And you hit those bumps along the way, right? So now you're questioning, did he really say for me to do this? I don't think this is what he wanted me to do. Or this, I don't know. I think I need to stop. I don't think this is, it's not going to be perfectly, you know, this is not going to be perfect. This is not how I wanted it to come together. So I just think I'm going to give up. I don't think I'm going to finish this. But you got to keep going. You got to keep going and continue to be open to course correction and continue to be open. Like, keeping your ears, your spiritual ears, in tune with what God is saying and the direction he's trying to lead you in, so that when those hiccups come along, because they're gonna come along, okay? Anytime you're doing something that is in alignment with God, just know it ain't gonna go perfectly. And I can guarantee you there's gonna be some kind of friction or setback or something that's gonna happen that's gonna make you want to just question your faith, question yourself, question God's word. You know what I'm saying? Keep moving forward. Keep your spiritual ears open. Keep moving forward. Seriously. Because when you're done, it's going to come together. It's going to come together the way that he wants it to come together. And I'm not saying that, I know this was a quick little class, like a few hours. Your experience may be longer than that. But you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep going, and you got to just be open to direction, right? And not direction that the world is telling you to do, but the direction that God is telling you to do. Got to remain open. All right. All right. Well, I hope you got a great laugh off of that experience that I was totally not expecting. But when it was all said and done, when I tell you that this art was like therapy, even though I was kind of stressing it, like, oh my God, it came together beautifully. We had a great time. Honestly, I was able to relax and breathe. And at the end of the day, I just felt proud. This was like the best form of self-care. This was like the best form of self-care. So I highly recommend you do something similar. If you feel like you need to bring a little more creativity into your life, this will be the perfect way to do something like that. All right. Okay. Well, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a blessed Christmas week. And I will see you next Monday for another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.